Ecclesiastes 11th chapter, verses 3 to 4, the Message translation. Don't sit there watching the wind. Do your own work. Don't stare at the clouds. Get on with your life. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley Kwonko here. Good morning. I think that at this point, we can all embrace the fact that we cannot do this purge on our own. We cannot do it by our own willpower alone. I think we can all agree on this one. But the truth is that God's grace is abundant for us whenever we need it. And when we think that we've purged everything there is to purge, God shows us another area we need to lay off. So today on Soul Purge is no procrastination. And please don't say I'll get to it tomorrow. Listen, guys, no procrastination today. No matter how difficult this seems, I know that God is telling us to do it, that He will back us up with the clear instruction and the grace to do it. Amen? Amen. Okay, so today is no procrastination. And this one, I used to be, let me be honest, I want to confess now. I used to be, as a single person, the queen of procrastination. Oh God, I'll get to you tomorrow is my favorite saying. How can you stress yourself today over what you can do tomorrow? No, now, we'll get to you tomorrow. And so I was one of those people that just always plan to do something. And maybe that's why I find it so annoying now when people do it, because I've been cured. So anyhow, today the instruction is very clear. Don't sit there watching the wind. Okay, Amplified Classic says, he who observes the wind and waits for all conditions to be favorable will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. So God expects us to get to work immediately. So every time we say, oh, I'll get to it, we end up not doing it. Procrastination is such a terrible thing. It robs you of your tomorrow, because you keep saying, I'll do it tomorrow. And when tomorrow, in fact, tomorrow never really comes, but when tomorrow becomes today, then you realize that you haven't done anything with yourself. So the Bible says, if you are waiting for perfect conditions, then you will end up not doing anything. And that usually is what makes us procrastinate. You have something to do now. You say, I'll do it later when I have more strength. You will never have more strength. You'll just end up not doing it. Always have reasons why we feel we can't do it, or I'll get to you later. Every time you tell yourself, I'll get to you later, one of the things you need to do is get up immediately and do it now. If you're waiting for perfect conditions, you will not get anything done. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 9 to 10, the Message translation says, each day is God's gift. It's all you get in exchange for the hard work of staying alive. Make the most of each one. Make the most of each day, right? Whatever turns up, grab it and do it. Oh, wow. Whatever turns up, grab it and do it. And heartily, this is your last and only chance at it. For there's neither work to do nor thoughts to think in the company of the dead where you're most certainly headed. So he's saying, now that you're alive, now is the time to do what you need to do. Stop planning against tomorrow. Tomorrow just may never come. So for the next couple of days and today, don't procrastinate writing that book. So many of you have so many books that are waiting. Don't procrastinate making that call. Don't procrastinate visiting that relative. Don't do it. Don't procrastinate redeeming that pledge. Oh, I'll do it later. If you can do it now. Oh, I'll start that business next year. Start it now. Start it now and fail. Then start the real one next year. Don't keep saying, oh, I'll get to it. Oh, what if people don't like my song? I don't know if they even like it, but write it now and release it now. No, I'm going to wait. I'll release it when I... So I remember something happened to me and I'm just going to share. So I have this book that I've been wanting to release for years, even before Wow Man. So I was supposed to release it on my 45th birthday. And so I told my husband about it. And he was so excited about the book. Oh, let's do this. Let's do that. And then I realized that Wow Man, the book, took so much from me because it was 6 books at once. And it was released like a week before my birthday. So I said to him, oh, I can't do Wow Man and still do that book. So I released it in 5 years at my 50th birthday. My husband said, 5 years, You and Jesus signed an agreement that he will not be back in 5 years. And I mean, that's kind of what I'm married to. He's like, did you and Jesus sign an agreement that will not be back in 5 years? I'm like, 5 years. 5 years. Do you know what 5 years is? Honey, please, you're going to release book, release it. I'm like, no, I want to release it on my 50th birthday. I like milestones. You say we like milestones. You will see another milestone to release then. Release this one now. And that's just how it is. He's a, let's do it now or let's not do it. You know, and I've learned that. That is always important. Once the thing is still in your heart, do it then. If the iron is still hot, hit it then. While the thing is burning in your spirit, do it then. Don't keep saying, I'll do it later, I'll do it later, I'll do it later. And I kept pushing. I said, oh, I'll do this thing. I'll do it my 40th. I first thought I'll do it at my 40th, and I moved it to my 45th. Now I moved it to my 50th. Only God knows whether I will even get around to do it if I don't purge procrastination today. So we honestly have to get to those things that God has put in your heart that you say, I'll get to tomorrow. Get to it now. Proverbs 27 verse 1, the Passion Translation says, never brag about the plans you have for tomorrow, for you don't have a clue what tomorrow may bring. Did you and Jesus sign an agreement that he will not show up tomorrow? Jesus is coming soon, it can be tomorrow. Proverbs 20 verse 4, HCSB version, says the slacker does not plow during planting season. Then at harvest time, he looks and there is nothing. If you don't do anything now and you're planning tomorrow, when tomorrow comes, you will have nothing to show for your life. So do everything you need to do now. The time to do it is now. So this morning, your assignment is, if you have things that you have put off, like me, that I've put off this book, I've put off writing my children's book, I've put off Bible before bedtime for children, I put off all these things. And to be honest, yes, I'm busy, but at least if I start now, the end point, my delivery point will be closer than when I first believed. So let's all agree to do it now. Write those things out and now put a deadline to it. Yes. Don't put that kind of deadline. No, don't write 20, don't write 2028 or 2030. No, don't do that. Write a deadline within this year of when you want to achieve it and have someone hold you accountable. Make sure you do it this morning. Do it, please, before you have any breakfast. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Gonquah.